Well, over the past several months, probably about 6 months, we've talked with various people and institutions about the transformation plan that has been put forth by New Vance Health at Sharon Hospital. Now, to be quite honest, we have, of course, spoken to Sharon Hospital, and we have spoken to New Vance Health, but we've also spoken to a couple of area physicians, we've spoken to people from Save Sharon Hospital, a nonprofit that was formed a while ago, on the transformation plans that New Vance has, not only for how they want to rearrange the ICU, but also it all started off with them wanting to really totally transform what they do with maternity. And the latest person who's joining us to speak right now with us here on Robin Hood Radio is Dr. Edward Cavalli, who is a maternity doctor. And he is involved here because, and I'm going to guess here, right, you have practicing rights at Sharon Hospital?
Yeah, so I'm a pediatrician.
Okay.
Our group is Northwest Hills Pediatrics, and we have four offices. And one of the offices is at the medical office building across the street from Sharon Hospital.
Now, doctor, how long have you been in the area?
Well, we came in 2015. We were invited by the then CEO of HealthQuest, the pediatrician group that was being managed by HealthQuest kind of disintegrated. And so we were called upon, you know, Sharon knew our practice, and they asked us to come on out and take over that practice, actually.
All right. So now you're intimately now familiar with the area, and you are obviously intimately familiar with what's going on with the New Vance plan at Sharon Hospital. Let's talk a little bit about this. And when you first heard of the plans, your initial reaction and your reactions right now as to what's going on.
Well, sure. So we came in 2015 and, are an independent practice. We're not, owned by New Vance Health, and we're not employed by them as a practice. But in 2018, around the time of the merger to make New Vance, they had asked my partner, Jason Perkel, and I, who work out there, to help to cover the babies that were born at Sharon Hospital. And that's how we got involved more intimately, to understand the hospital workings and the maternity unit specifically. So immediately, I think in 2018, as we were doing that, I think HealthQuest was already talking about closing the maternity unit. And then there was an outcry, and I think that settled. And then when New Vance did buy the hospital, they had made a deal with Connecticut, the OHS, the Office of Health Strategy, not to make any changes at the hospital for 5 years, which doesn't come until 2024.
So you're ultimately familiar with this, and obviously we've heard from other physicians and other doctors and even nurses that have told us that how concerned they are. So specifically, I guess what you're probably concerned of as a doctor, the risks to the mothers and the babies. That's probably first and foremost what's on your mind.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, what's interesting to me is that, the first night that I was on call for the baby unit, I drove in a snowstorm from my home in Litchfield, and it took me, I'm supposed to be there within 30 minutes because maternal fetal, complications are very rapidly evolving and need care right away. So say a mother shows up at the maternity unit and is bleeding and the baby needs to come out within half an hour, a huge, number of people are mobilized to take care of that situation, all with years and years and years of experience. And the first night that I drove in, I was thinking, gosh, in the future, I have to stay here because if there's snow, I can't get here. And the rural nature of the hospital is incredibly important to think about in terms of maternal fetal you know, health and safety. So where Sharon sits is really interesting to me because it's very hard to get to other hospitals from there. And that transport or that time, you know, could be the difference between life and death for a mother and fetus. So when we're trained to take care of babies that come out that need resuscitation, for instance, we have to work in, once the baby's out, we work in like 30 to 60 second decision-making process times. And this is a full-term baby that just might have a complication. And, you know, time lost is, you know, potentially lives lost. So if, you know, as I've gotten to know the population of Sharon as well, I know that there are a lot of people that live across the state line that, you know, work on farms that might not have the ability to even get an ambulance or, you know, go to another hospital or do anything except show up at Sharon Hospital. And if there's a mother that's in a lot of trouble and maternity is closed and there's not a competent OB and there's not a competent pediatrician, the resuscitation of that baby and the life of that mother hangs in the hands of an ER doctor. And they're not trained in that care.
Well, that's the whole thing, I think. And I'm glad you're the first person that's really said this on the radio with me, is that the people that would be at the hospital just don't have the training to handle an emergency if this plan were to go through. And if this plan were to go through and something like that would happen, it's not one loss of life or one complication. It would be deemed accessible, I don't think, acceptable by any doctor.
That's the whole thing. Yeah, the whole thing for me that got me going onto this committee was just, as I started, I was really interested in making sure that if New Vance did have, you know, did close maternity, what was their alternative plan? And it turns out that their alternative plan has been and has been placed in writing to the Office of Health Strategy, that the first thing that they would do is they would train ER doctors in a two-day course to you know, get babies out and take care of them. Now, that's a little crazy. I, you know, as a resident, I was at Pittsburgh Children's Hospital for 3 years and then chief resident for 1 year. And during the training of pediatricians, we spent 18 full months every other night taking care of neonates and NICU babies. So a full 18 months to get pretty good at it. 2 days is, you know, not enough. I think if you interviewed an ER doctor, they would say that they were incredibly scared by that. And in addition, on the units, we have an amazing OB unit at Sharon Hospital, and the nursing and the protocols set up are incredible. And I can say that from experience because I work at Bristol Hospital, you know, doing the baby unit, you know, working on sicker babies, and also Charlotte Hungerford Hospital. And when in 2018, you know, we were asked by New Vance to go out to Sharon, I thought, well, you know, maybe we'll help them a little bit, you know, maybe they need modernization. You know, this is a small community hospital. It turned out that I actually brought things from Sharon back to Bristol and Charlotte that were a little more advanced than what we were doing. So an incredible unit that New Vance has actually asked ACOG, the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology, to look at, and they are the best system within their, they're the best hospital within their system for OB, and they got like an A+ rating by ACOG. And the other thing, so the thing is, like when we're doing a resuscitation of an infant, it's not just the doctor, it's the nursing that's around it. So babies are very specialized when they come out, and you know, for training for 2 days for a full-term baby that just needs a couple puffs of air, you know, through a bag, that's fine. But if a 28-week baby comes in or a 24-week baby comes in, it's an incredibly different ball game. These kids need lines placed into their umbilicus. They need bags put around them so that they don't lose heat and water. And it's, even for me doing this very, very regularly, it's a tough situation to be in when a baby comes out that is not full term, you know, a little premature, because a lot of different aspects come into play. And the nursing around you is incredibly important to, you know, fulfill the requirements of a you know, well done resuscitation to keep a kid alive.
We are speaking with Dr. Edward Cavley, and we're talking about his opposition to the plans of Nuvance to their transformation plan for the birthing unit at Sharon Hospital. You know, one of the things talking to you and talking to other physicians about this plan is that this follows a really disturbing trend in Connecticut, where hospital after hospital after hospital has been eaten up by bigger organizations. And this is a really disturbing trend because it's all based on a matter of only profits.
Yeah, I mean, that is the disturbing, the other part that riles me is that, you know, I've worked at big hospitals, and, you know, they're nephrologists that don't make a lot of money for the hospital, but they get supported, right, on other people's backs. And maternity is an incredibly important aspect of a hospital. It's where people begin their lives. It's where people commit to a hospital. It's where primary care starts for women and babies. And, you know, when a hospital thinks of a maternity center, not as a patient care center, but as a profit center, when they look at people as profit, and they're just not making enough money there to satisfy themselves, and they want to close it, it's incredibly unfair to communities, especially our community, which is rural. You know, it's a funny thing. The government doesn't say we're rural, but if you look around, you know, we're rural. We have small roads that are impassable sometimes. And these people are putting, obviously, profits ahead of safety when they're doing this.
And in the location of Sharon Hospital, you take it. And Sharon Hospital is right in the center. You're at least on a good day, you're at least 35 to 50 minutes away from getting to Poughkeepsie. You are from getting, basically, it's the same thing on a good day, about 35 to 40 minutes away from getting to Torrington. You're about an hour away from getting to anything to the south of us, and forget about going to the north. So this, I mean, you can't get much more rural than that.
No. And the other interesting thing about the transformation plan, besides having ER doctors, you know, try to resuscitate a baby or try, you know, you could talk to an OB about the complications that mothers can come in with that actually need immediate ORs. You know, closing the OR at night is just going to be horrible for Sharon, because somebody that shows up that can't get to an OR within 15 minutes, that's bleeding out or has a ruptured uterus, is not going to have a good outcome either. And you can talk to OBs about that. But one of the parts of the transformation plan, when we do have a sick baby and it's born and then we need to move it to a higher level of care, it's a scary time because we're trying to keep that baby alive with resources that are not as high as a tertiary care center, meaning all of the nursing availability, ventilator machines, all the pumps and all the gadgets that you need to keep somebody going, because, you know, we're not that center. The plan that Nuvance has for one of these kids that and parent, you know, mom, baby, dyad that shows up in the ER is to get them to Danbury Hospital. Now, as a physician, I know that if somebody shows up and is incredibly ill and I need to transport them, the first thing I need to do is make a phone call and decide if I can transport that person. The second thing that has to happen is Danbury has to send an ambulance out to Sharon Hospital to get the baby, and then they have to drive back. And that's going to be 2.5 to 3 hours. And that's an incredibly dangerous time and an incredibly dangerous lag time for a kid that's actually unsupported by an OB and a pediatrician and only supported by an ER physician. That's just seems incredible to me.
What you are saying here just really signifies what the opposition is all about to these plans. Of course, we remind people that there's ways they can get involved. Save Sharon Hospital nonprofit group is having community meetings, and they've got some coming up. If you want the full schedule, savesharonhospital.org, savesharonhospital.org. They recommend also at Save Sharon Hospital, get a hold of the state and your local representatives to talk about this. And we remind people right now that the public hearing with the Office of Health Strategy in Connecticut. Public hearing is coming up on October 18th. That is a Zoom meeting. You can go to Sharon, SaveSharonHospital.org and get information how you can get involved in this. When you look at this, when you look at what's going on here, what's your gut feeling? The state has already denied one company that took over a hospital of doing this to the birthing unit. Are you optimistic that the state will follow through and do that in this case?
Well, I'm hopeful. I think having a government organization to check a capitalistic conglomerate is always a good idea, and it's just how much power do they have to help Nuvans to understand that there is a community at stake here. And the community is bigger. I mean, like, think about if you wanted to be a teacher at, you know, Hotchkiss or and wanted to live there and there's no OB in it, like, you know, are you going to go there? So, I mean, there's so many ramifications out far beyond this. And you know, my hope as we discuss things in the, you know, in our Save Sharon Hospital Committee, my hope is that, you know, we have some great legislators that are helping, you know, with this, and that my hope is that, you know, at some point, maybe Nuvans, instead of just, you know, saying we're closing and, you know, this is the end of it because we're not making quite enough money here, maybe they and the state and citizens around Sharon Hospital can, you know, help to make some sort of a plan. I mean, rural hospitals in Nebraska have the state support them more heavily for maternal fetal health. So, you know, a delivery in a rural hospital gets reimbursed higher than a delivery, you know, in a city hospital, because people are smart enough in the middle of Nebraska to know that closing a hospital puts babies and moms at risk. And so maybe if we paid them a little more, Nuvans would stay, you know, because they're all about profit. And so I think, you know, the ultimate solution is going to be, you know, some kind of accommodation or understanding between the state and these big conglomerates, that they really do need to have some social, you know, care about society in a way that keeps these places open. And then the state's going to have to say, we'll help you, you know, to do that. The worry always with these places is, I mean, they've said that the hospital's lost $41 million. And, you know, we have a retired forensic accountant.
I was going to say, I spoke to him and
I mean, it's like they didn't even put in the 7.5 million cares that should have come to. I mean, you can account, you know, you can say you're losing money forever. So the state may be wary of a capitalistic conglomerate, like they're going to lie to us about, you know, their finances. But I mean, something has to come together. And I'm hopeful that, you know, we're intelligent people. And I think, you know, Nuvans is intelligent. I think, you know, if we can help them to understand that they're, you know, hurting, you know, people potentially putting their lives at risk, and then helping the state to say, can you help Nuvans in a way that, you know, can be monitored? You know, I'm hopeful for that, because that's how, you know, America should work, it seems to me, in our society. I am hopeful. The other thing that's incredible is they shouldn't even be closing this. They made an agreement with the state not even to close this until 2024. So they're already like reneging on that deal. So, you know, my hope is that, not that we, you know, share this little committee wins and then in 12 months they close it. That would be terrible. That the issues still are going to be going on. And I think, you know, between the state and Nuvans and citizens that are active in Sharon, that this could, you know, come to a better conclusion.
Well, Dr. Cavley, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us this morning here on Robin Hood Radio. We really appreciate it.
Well, no worries. Thanks for having me.